Before the break, I was talking with David Adler of the Alturas Institute about the upcoming event, Conversations with Exceptional Women. It happens March 14th at the Downtown Event Center, and it's going to feature some remarkable women, and it's all part of Women's History Month. David was kind enough to stay in studio through the break, so we'll continue that conversation now.
It's an amazing story.
And also we have Brandy Newton.
Yeah, Brandy is everybody's favorite. The marvelously successful executive director at the Idaho Arts Council. And aren't their programs really fulfilling our need for culture and music and entertainment, comedy, you name it? She's been marvelous in that role, running these programs now for about a decade. She has a wonderful personal story to tell as well, in terms of overcoming some real challenges and hurdles en route to this marvelous success that she has enjoyed. And it's a wonderful story for our community.
I think we all benefit from those kinds of stories where people really have to find their way through the storms of adversity.
That's so true, isn't it? I don't know very many people that were born with a silver spoon in their mouths and then just followed a trajectory to great success. I think the stories that we admire of great women and men are people who have overcome the hurdles and the challenges, fought their way through the storms, as you nicely describe it, to enjoy successes. When you accomplish something very important, it's hard to believe you could do that without encountering some adversity along the way. And that's what develops character. It's what forms judgment. You acquire some wisdom. And then to have these stories shared with the public can inspire members of the audience. And that's one of the things that I really enjoy each year, is that members in our audience talk so much afterward of how they were inspired, how so many of their own opportunities, interests, and struggles mirror those of women on the stage. And isn't it remarkable? We're all human beings, and we may encounter different storms along the way, but there's that commonality, I think, that links us together and makes us feel part.
We all have those moments. It can feel so isolating and so lonely. And so to be able to hear these stories of other people who have weathered the storm beautifully, it does just empower you in a way to believe that, you know what, these storms are just a chapter. They're not an entire novel. They don't define us, and we can keep pressing forward.
I think that's so right. Just a chapter in a long book. And that certainly fits the story of Dr. Caroline Heldman, a professor, a prize-winning academic, an author, the recipient of lots of teaching awards. She's been in film. She's known as an international champion of women's rights. She grew up in a small town in the state of Washington in terrible poverty, and they had no money. She describes how they were cold, and she had to wrap herself in clothes to stay warm at night. And so she emerged from these very impoverished conditions through her brilliant mind, her own tenacity, her own interest in pursuing the goals that were important to her. And she's emerged as a great spokesperson. She is the sort of person that you mentioned earlier who lends her voice to the great cause, fighting domestic violence, for example, leading a national organization that fights against campus violence, sexual violence. So she's enjoyed a marvelous career, and she's still in full sprint.
As you're talking about this, it makes me think of a quote that I have in my home. Life isn't about waiting for the storms to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain. And as you're talking about these incredible women and their exceptional stories, I think it really makes me think of that. That's what it's all about, finding that courage to come out and literally dance in the middle of the storm and just take it a step at a time.
Well, I really love that story. I love those lines. And you have to. Otherwise, you're going to collapse under the rainstorm. And you could fall to the pavement and never rise again. But then you aren't able to pursue your goals and chase your dreams. And these women who have become leaders and have overcome adversity along the way are women who are committed to a program, committed to their goals, and they're eager to share their stories. And so what a delight it is for the Alturas Institute to host them.
Well, this is going to be a great event. Again, just tell us where people can get their ticket information.
I think people should go to the alturasinstitute.com. That's our website. And on the landing page, they'll see a flyer that describes the basic information, and they'll see a link to buy tickets. And this is an opportunity not just for women, but for men. And of course, lots of high school students attend because they are often inspired by these highly successful women. Over the years, I've been delighted by the fact that some of these high school girls form pen pal relationships with our speakers. And it's been amazing to observe, Jolynn, because some who did not plan to go on to college, for example, are so inspired by our speakers that they do, in fact, decide to go to college. So they've raised their own bars. They've been inspired. And that's what we hope will be part and parcel of this program. And by the way, we'll be presenting the Susan B. Anthony Award to the Idaho National Laboratory for its great efforts to promote women in positions of leadership, senior opportunities. This is the third time that we've presented this award, so we feel good about this. And the first time was to Teton Toyota here in town, led by Mario Hernandez, and of course, Melaleuca, with Frank and Belinda Vandersloot, and their promotion of the opportunity for women. So the INEL is the recipient this year, and we're going to be proud to present the Susan B. Anthony Award to them.
Wow. And all of this just kind of confirms the fact that there's such great power in sharing our stories. David Adler of the Alturas Institute, thanks so much for stopping by the studio. It's always such a pleasure to be able to chat with you.
Thanks for having me. I always enjoy talking to you. Take care.
You bet, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
So again, this event happens March 14th at the Downtown Event Center on Park Avenue in Idaho Falls. Things get underway at 5 p.m., and it is going to be a wonderful evening as we get an opportunity to hear some conversations with exceptional women. And no doubt we will find a lot of thought leaders there and gain some very powerful wisdom as we hear these incredible stories being shared. Now, look, I want to make it clear that this is not just an event for women. This is for everyone. Everyone can benefit from hearing these remarkable stories. And the fact is, even if you're not a woman, guess what? You have a mother, maybe you have a wife, a girlfriend, sister, nieces, daughters, granddaughters. So this is something that really is important to our entire community, not just to women alone. It's a night to celebrate together. We'll be back.